IUG-488 from WSGH-7995. Mr. Jack, you still out there? When I dropped down to 20 watts, I wanted to see if I could still pick you up on that Flint 725. Just barely coming into me. Let me go back up to, back up a second.
Yeah, no problem. WIUG-48.
Yeah, that's much better, Jack. I went back up to the high power for some. I was playing around with the difference in power today. Just wanted to see if I could get out that Flint repeater from where I was at. But you came in loud and clear when I went back up to 50 watts. Just wanted to check the radio. It was good talking to you. I'm passing through, and this is Mike WSCH. 795, I'm going to be clear, and back to you, and thanks for the radio check.
No problem, Mike, anytime. No problem at all. And every time you go for like a Flint or Saginaw, change to high power anyhow. And that's how my radios are setting, except here in Mount Clemens and Detroit on a medium power. And I, when I was on a DB20G, Roger.
Yeah, you're 100% on that. It's a big difference. Even though I have this the better antenna now, it seems to be picking everybody up better. I still seem to be getting out there. You know, you try to experiment a little bit with the power and get the right balance, and still should, at least when I'm mobile, still should be on high. Over.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, buddy, any help, no problem at all, as much as I know. You take care and you have a good day. WIUG-48.
You too, Jack. WSCH-795 out.
RCZ-873, I can hear you both coming in loud and clear, and I'm down here in the Lincoln Park area downriver. Just wanted to chime in real quick and let you guys know you're coming through very clear.